desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'd like us to consider the life of Jacob for just a little bit this morning, and the one particular place, but just as a little review before we read a passage of Scripture we'd like to consider. Jacob was a twin. He was the youngest twin, and the word Jacob means hill catcher, because he was born right after his brother Esau, holding on to his heel. And so the word name Jacob means hill catcher. It also has become known to mean supplanter or deceiver. Because as you know, the life of Jacob, remember, it was through deception that he received the blessing from his father instead of his older brother Esau. And that was through deception. When he went out, wasn't it the goat that he killed and put on his arms and acted like he was his older brother to receive the blessing? And he also, remember, was the one that was not willing to feed Esau when he was hungry, but he used the bowl of lentils, wasn't it, to purchase the birthright of Esau. And so he had a life of deception. He was someone that was, I would say, was very self-reliant. But we also find that God blessed Jacob's life. Remember when he went to Laban's house and he saw, wasn't it Rachel? And he was in love with Rachel and wanted to marry her. And through the deception then of his father-in-law-to-be, he was married to Leah. And then through another 7 years, he married Rachel. But through that time, God blessed Jacob's life. But I also find Jacob as someone that was, like I said, self-reliant. He was dependent. Yes, he did look to God, and there were many blessings that God gave him along the way. But there was an area in Jacob's life, I believe, that he was still looking to his own resources and his own strength. But there came a time that he left his father-in-law's house, and without letting him know, because he was afraid that Laban would not give them their blessing to take his two daughters away. And so they left in secrecy. And you can read the stories yourself about Jacob in that period of time. But Jacob, in returning back to his homeland, had an obstacle in the way. He had deceived his brother Esau, and Jacob was afraid for his life in returning home, that what is Esau going to do to me? And so I'd like us to begin reading, if you will, read with me in the 32nd chapter of Genesis, in the 24th verse. And this was the night before Jacob knew that he was going to face his brother Esau, and he had sent gifts and sent things to try to pave the way for his meeting with Esau. But I believe that Esau was in a position that he felt a great neediness because of the battle that he was going to face, the trial. He did not know what was going to happen. In other words, his future was uncertain. And he did not have the ability to determine what was going to happen tomorrow. And so that night, it said in the 24th verse, Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And Jacob said, "I will not let thee go." That's what I've written on the board this morning. "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him therefore. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Jacob was in a place of uncertainty, a place of doubt, a place of not knowing what tomorrow held. And there came a man when he was alone. And understand, I believe that probably all of us, I think, can relate to this. That he was alone. He had family, he had friends, he had a lot of people in the area, but he was alone, and nighttime is representative sometimes of the darkest trials that we go through. And Jacob was in a place that he wrestled with a man. And we find later in this reading that it was God. It was Christ. In the Old Testament, when it talks about the angel of the Lord, many times it's referring to Christ. Not always. But sometimes it is Christ. And we find when later on he said, I have seen God face to face. He was wrestling with the Lord. Wrestling, I don't know how many of you all have wrestled. I know boys growing up, we wrestled, and my boys wrestle, and I remember in school, just in, you know, PE wrestling. And it's grappling, and you're struggling, and you're trying to get someone pinned down until they cannot move. That's the goal. Get them pinned down, and it takes a while sometimes. There's a lot of going back and forth. And it doesn't just happen, you say you want to wrestle and immediately you've won. Now there may be some people that can do that, but a lot of times there's a going back and forth. And Jacob found himself wrestling with the Lord, and there was some give and take. There was some back and forth going on there. I've wrestled with God before, have you? Wrestling can take a lot of different, it can mean a lot of different things in our life. Wrestling with God's will. When you know what the Lord wants you to do, and you haven't given up and just said, I'm not going to do it, but you haven't quite come to the place that you just say, yes, Lord. And so there's a struggle that goes on in our mind and in our heart. Sometimes there's this back and forth in this wrestling and struggling. Sometimes there's struggling to know God's purpose for our life. And you young people especially, it's not always easy to know God's will. There are times in life that, and it's not just for you young people, but for all of us, but when you have a desire to please God, and the Lord does not always reveal Himself immediately. And so until He reveals Himself, there's this wrestling going on, in this back and forth, and sometimes we wrestle with temptation. You haven't given in to the devil. You just haven't said, yes, I'm going to do wrong. But there's a struggle inside because we're flesh. We're human. And the Lord understands our humanity. And I am thankful that God gives us a space of time to do some wrestling sometimes. But do you know, as long as you are wrestling, I would that this is encouragement to all of us. As long as we are wrestling, it means we have not given up. It means we haven't yielded to, if it's temptation we're wrestling with, it means we haven't yielded. We wrestle with emotions. We wrestle with feelings. We wrestle with fear sometimes. We wrestle with situations that life brings. And there's this back and forth and this looking for God's will and His purpose, but we haven't given up, but we're struggling. Do you know that that is part of life? Part of life is going to be a time of struggling, and the wrestling continues until someone is pinned down. Until someone gives up or cannot move or can't get up. Until there is a surrender. There's wrestling. I know people have been very discouraged with themselves sometimes because they think if I was exactly where the Lord wanted me to be, I shouldn't even be wrestling with this thing. And my response to those people in those situations has been, as long as you're struggling, you haven't given up. Maybe you have let down the Lord in some areas, but as long as you are struggling, as long as we are wrestling, it means we haven't given in to the enemy. But here Jacob was wrestling with the Lord, And it said he wrestled till the breaking of day. And it means he was weary and he was worn out. And you know, when you get in a place you've been wrestling for quite a period of time, there is a tendency, and I'm just speaking from my personal experience, but as well as working with others, there's a tendency to just sometimes want to throw your hands in the air and say, I'm so tired. I just feel like just giving up. And it's not even necessarily that we're saying we're going to walk away from God, but sometimes we get tired of the wrestling. Sometimes it would be easier just to, in physical wrestling, those of you that have wrestled, if you're wrestling with someone bigger than you, please pray for me. You have a desire sometimes to just want to just relax and just, even if I'm pinned down, at least I can lay down on the floor, even if I'm pinned down. But Jacob was not willing to give up. He wasn't willing, even though, and this is what happened, it said, and this is speaking of the angel of the Lord, he said he put his hand, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. Now, I've never had my hip out of joint. But I know the commentators and others, if they say if you can get the hip out of joint, you can't stand up, is what it amounts to. And even if it was temporary, you can't stand up if your hip's out of place. And so you really have a choice if you're wrestling and someone pulled your hip out of joint. You've got a choice. The easiest thing to do is just to fall down. The easiest thing to do... Thank you. Do you mind bringing me that water? The easiest thing to do is just to fall down. But you know what Jacob did? When his hip was out of joint, he grabbed on to the one he was wrestling with. And he held himself up. I have seen the smaller child. Maybe you've seen it, two people wrestling, and one of them almost just goes limp, but they just hang on for all they've got. In other words, they're not struggling anymore, but they just get a hold and won't let go. Just dead weight. I believe that's what Jacob did to the Lord that night. He was tired, he was weary, and his hip was out of joint. He did not have the ability to stand in his own strength. And when he wasn't able to stand, he still had a purpose. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. And so he held on to the Lord, because this is the angel's response or the Lord's response. He said, let me go. In other words, Jacob was holding on tight. And the angel of the Lord said, let me go, because the day is breaking. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go. This is what he told the Lord. He said, I'm not going to let you go except you bless me. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to allow the injury that I have sustained. I'm not going to allow that to cause me defeat. And I'm going to hold on for all I'm worth, and I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Jacob had been effectively disabled, but he wasn't going to let go. He wasn't going to give in. And I think, and maybe we could sing a verse of the song, I'll keep holding on to Jesus. That's where Jacob was. He was disabled. He did not have the ability in his own strength to stand up. But he was not going to let go. And you know, he was going to keep holding on. Can we sing a verse of that song?
Faithful could be,
keep holding on to Jesus, to Jesus. For I know He's holding on to me. Let's go in. Remember the other verse? Yes, thank the dear Lord. Yes. Yes, thank the dear Lord. I will not let thee go. Whatever the battle and the trial this morning, if you're wrestling, just don't let go. Just keep holding on. Yes, Lord. Yes, praise the dear Lord. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Folks, I want to encourage us. Let's be of good courage this morning when you're wrestling. When we're wrestling with God's will, when we're wrestling with God's purpose, when we're wrestling with temptation, when we're wrestling with the hurts and emotions and feelings, when we're wrestling with knowing with what God is doing and we don't understand, let's just hold on. I'm not going to let thee go, Lord. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in to the enemy, but I'm just going to hold on. I'm not going to surrender to the enemy. I'm not going to surrender to the circumstances. But our surrender, see, the point of our wrestling so many times is to bring us to a place of surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, I'm not going to let go of You until I get the victory, until I get the answer, until You show me Your will, until You give me the grace to enable me to do what I already know You want me to do. I'm not going to let go, Lord, until You give me the ability to overcome myself. I'm not going to let go until You give me that healing that I need in my spirit, until You give me the strength to enable me to live this life of peace and holiness and love and long-suffering and gentleness. Lord, I'm not going to let go until You give me the blessing to enable me. Folks, sometimes we do get weary and sometimes we do get tired. And the temptation is just to... But let's not let go. Let's hold on to the Lord until He bless us this morning. Oh, when times when we're tired and discouraged, you realize in those times that we're wrestling. And it's, again, there's some back and forth. And I wrestle with the Lord, and sometimes you think you're starting to overcome. It's like, okay, things are good, I have the victory. And all of a sudden you feel like the tide turns again. That's that time of wrestling. There are periods of night that we go through in life, folks, in so many different areas of our life. We have periods of nighttime, but during those periods, let's remember Jacob. Let's not let go. And we can just tell the Lord that, I'm not going to let go, Lord, until You bless me. And sometimes I don't even know what I need. Sometimes I don't even, but I know I need something. And Lord, I need You to do a work in my life. I need You to give me something that I don't have right now. I need You to divinely enable me. Oh, folks, it seems like that these times can be the avenue, and it's so hard when we're in the middle of it to see it. And I've been meditating. The Lord had given me this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it can be the avenue that the Lord uses to enable us to deepen down spiritually. It can be the very thing that enables us to be elevated to greater spiritual heights and deeper spiritual depths. So why the wrestling and the heartache and the nighttime and the back and forth and now my thigh's out of joint and I can't even stand up? Folks, sometimes when our thigh gets out of joint, that is the very thing that will enable us to get through tomorrow with victory. And all I see today is the pain and the hurt and the heartache. But my thigh out of joint, when the Lord does it, is the very thing that might see me through the battle of tomorrow. So don't surrender this morning. Let's not give up. Let's not give in to the enemy, but let's hold on to the Lord. And the devil comes along, and I've heard the devil, and I've reflected as again as the Lord was giving me this message in my own life over the years, times that I was wrestling. And oh, the devil was so faithful too. The devil was so faithful to be there just to give up. Just give up. It's not worth it. Let down. It's not. I have a message for the devil this morning. I'm not going to let the Lord go. And if He puts both of my thighs out, if He puts both of my hips out of joint, I'm still going to hold on because I know it is the Lord. As we sang that song, I'm going to keep holding on to Jesus because He's going to be the answer. When other things I don't understand, I don't know where to turn, the Lord is going to see us through. And I thought, considered what would have happened if Jacob would have given up before he received the blessing. And I think Brother Randy just it tied in so well talking about generations this morning. What would have happened if Jacob would have let go of God before he got the blessing? What would have happened to the generations following? I don't know, but I think the Scripture gives us a lot of examples of what has happened to generations of people that have let go. And we see how God blessed Jacob's generation because he came to a place in his wrestling with God that he said, I'm not going to let go, Lord, but I'm going to hold on. Let's hold on this morning because, this, again, it was so well brought out in Sunday school, but our lives and our decisions, they do affect those around us. I'm not going to let go. I can't afford to let go of God. And we read on then, just before we read a little bit further, and we won't take the time, but you remember the widow woman with the unjust judge? That woman wouldn't let go. That woman, she went, and again, God is not unjust. But the point of the parable that Jesus told of the widow and the unjust judge, you can find it in Luke 18, Jesus spoke a parable unto them saying, unto this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. In other words, don't let go. When you're tired and weary and it seems impossible, don't let go, but let's keep bringing our petition to the Lord. Let's keep praying until the answer comes. Let's keep praying until the Lord has ministered to our heart. Let's keep praying until the Lord changes me. Let's keep praying until the Lord changes situations. Let's not give up. Let's not let down. Let's not give in. But let's hold on to the Lord in that we would not faint. But let's pray. Pray on until, what does the song say? Pray on till the answer comes. But let's not give up before then. And we can look at situations and say, it's impossible. But with man, it is impossible, but not with God, for with God, all things are possible. Do we believe that this morning? All things are possible. But it's not possible through our self-reliance. It's not possible through our ingenuity. It's not possible through our own wisdom. It's not possible through our own way this morning. It is possible through Jesus Christ, and He's the one that I'm going to say, Lord, I'm not going to let You go. But I'm going to hold on, and someone may come along and say, oh, you're just desperate. Yes, I am desperate for the Lord. I am desperate because it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, so I'm going to keep holding on to the Lord until the blessing comes. Keep holding on. Do you remember Elijah when he went to pray for rain? And he sent his servant out to look out to see if there was a cloud. You remember how many times he prayed? Seven. And seven just is a representative number as complete. However long it takes. And he kept sending his servant out. Is there any change? No. No change, Master. It's still blue sky. And he prayed again. The Scripture teaches us that he was a man of like passion. Just like we are. He was subject to passion, he was subject to feelings and emotions, but he didn't let go. He kept praying, and he kept sending a servant out until a servant came back and said, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. And you remember the message, we better get going then, we better run because a rainstorm's coming. And all he saw was just a little cloud. Let's pray with faith. Not letting go until we see the cloud the size of a man's hand. You know, everybody else, if you see a cloud that size, that doesn't mean anything. But it was a change because it had been blue sky. It was a change. It may have not been the rain that everybody was wanting. It may have not been the storm that was going to come. But it was just, there's been a difference. And who caused the difference? It was the Lord. It was God. Let's hold on this morning. Let's not let go of the Lord until the blessing come. He said, I will not let thee go. And the angel of the Lord or the Christ, he said, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Remember, Jacob meant something. Deceiver. Supplanter. And this is what the Lord said. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Do you know that Jacob, I believe the Lord asked him, what is your name? Because he was wanting to remind him of who he had been. What is your name? You remember what you used to be? Do you remember how you used to get through your problems? But I want, now that you've held on, I'm going to change your name. Your name is now Israel, which means Prince, one who has prevailed with God. You know, I believe there are times in all of our lives, not just when we first get saved, and that was the biggest, but when we come to the Lord and He changes who we are. And He reminds us, do you remember, what is your name? Jacob. And I think, I don't know if he hung his head, but I know he was still holding on for dear life. And the Lord said, I'm going to make a change. You know, the Lord wants to change us this morning. Because, again, Jacob was in this place because he had a trial the next day. And he didn't know what was going to happen. And he felt very inadequate to face the trial of the morrow. And the Lord came along and changed his name. He did something for Jacob that Jacob could not do for himself. You know, that's what the Lord wants to do for us in our battles this morning. When we are struggling, the Lord wants to change something inside. I go back through again, if you'll allow me. I remember times in my life when I was down on my knees before the Lord, seeking God in my inadequacy. And the Lord came along and did something in my heart. He did something in my spirit that I was incapable of just trying to man up. You know, understand what I'm saying? We say just, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps or, you know, just man up and you can handle this. No, Lord, I'm desperate before you and I'm just going to hold on and I'm wounded. See, his hip was out of shape or out of socket. And the Lord came along and did something. You remember times in your life the Lord's done that for you? Do you know the Lord is still doing those things for us today? I will not let thee go, Lord. I'm not going to let go. People that have struggled with failures in their life and people that have struggled with some of the same problems, and finally, sometimes I've seen people just resign that, I guess this is just the way it is. Maybe you're not in that place, but we can encourage people that are in that place. Don't let go. Don't let go of God, but keep holding on. Because he has a blessing that he can change where you are. And it said God blessed him there. Jacob became Israel. He became one who had seen God face to face. And Israel, or Jacob rather, when he could say, I'm weak, and I'm afraid, and I don't know what to do, I now have been renewed, I have been changed, I have been strengthened. You know that every time we wrestle with God and hold on till the blessing comes, we will go away a different person. Because now I've met God. Now the Lord has done something divine in my life. We grow more like Christ, and we can come out of these battles closer to the Lord. But if we give up, if we let down, we're not going to come out closer to the Lord. But in all of our wrestling and our battles, folks, we can come out closer to the Lord this morning. We can come out more like Christ. Jacob was left with a limp. Did you pick that up when we read that passage? He was left with a limp. He was left scarred, in a sense. He was left a little bit disabled. Have you ever come through a battle, felt like you came out of it a little bit disabled? Look back in your past and seen some battles you've been through, and you felt like you came out wounded, a little disabled, maybe not quite as whole as you were before you started the battle. You know that we don't need to look at those things as defeat, because Jacob limped for the rest of his life. And when people looked at him limping, they could say, what happened, Jacob? He could say, that was a place I met the Lord. And I believe that in the trials that came in Jacob's life, his limp was not a reminder of his defeat. His limp was a reminder of the victory that he found with God. Which means that sometimes the trials that we go through and the battles that we face and the uncertainties of life, when we look at them as saying, it got my hip out of joint, I can't even walk now, well, I'm going to keep holding on to the Lord. And I can come out with a limp. We can come out limping, and people say, oh, look at the people of God, they're all limping. No, that's a sign of victory. It's a place that we said, I'm not going to let go of the Lord. And it is a reminder of our dependency on God. It is a reminder of a place that we met the Lord. And so that means that sometimes for God to bless us, it takes a crippling. That's not something that just probably an overwhelming amen because it hurts. I have not had my thigh out of joint, but if I understand right, it's very painful. Sometimes it is the most painful things in our life that God can use to minister to the depth of our spirit that we can come out stronger in the Lord. Maybe you're not in a battle this morning. Maybe you can look back in your life and know what I'm talking about, though. But when you come to these places that you're wrestling and you're weary and you feel like just, I want to encourage us, let's hold on. I'm not going to let God go until I get the blessing that I need, until He ministers. And if I have to go through the rest of my life limping, I'm going to be limping because I met God there. And the Lord, it's a reminder to me how much I need the Lord, but it's a reminder of the victory that I can have in the Lord as well. So limps don't always mean you lost the battle. I believe that I look at those that have given their lives to the work of God, and there's a lot of battle scars. There's a lot of limping. You know what? If you're battle scarred this morning and you're limping, don't let that be a discouragement to you. That's a place that you've met the Lord. And if you're wrestling tonight, and I know it's not quite noon, but understand, if you're wrestling tonight, I want to encourage you to just hold on. Don't let go, but hold on, because God will give you the blessing that you need. And if you come out a little less, not walking quite as straight as you did before, it's okay as long as you've met the Lord, because He's going to be with us. Rather than cripple in defeat, I believe Jacob went and he limped in victory. And that's what the Lord wants to do for us. And I believe that He triumphed when he yielded to the Lord. when he submitted himself to God's place. In that place here it said, he called it Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. With every encounter with the divine God, the Creator, the one that loved us, the one that died for us, the one that looks down on us this morning and is moved with compassion. Every time we wrestle and we meet Him, folks, we are going to go away closer to God and stronger in our spirits, fortified and renewed. And when Jacob went out to meet Esau, do you remember how they met? They met with open arms of love. I believe that as God was blessing Jacob because he was holding on, that God was over there working on Esau. He was working on the other problems and situations that were out of Jacob's control. Folks, there are so many things that we face in life that are out of our control. There are so many things that we cannot change through willpower or our own abilities. But when we can just hold on to the Lord, I know God can change me. I know the Lord can work a change in me and give me what I need, and I know He can do that for you, and we can go forward and know that God is going to do His job. I would rather limp in God's victory this morning than walk straight in my own ability, because I know the only way we can make it this morning is by holding on to the Lord. And we also can have these places of denial that said, this is where the Lord met me. This is where I saw God face to face and He blessed me. So let's be of good courage this morning. Let's stay faithful. Let's stay true. And let's have a purpose that I'm not going to let the Lord go. If you're struggling, and again, I'm not picking on you young people. The devil's fighting hard on everybody. But if there's things you're wrestling with, maybe in your desires or what you want to do with your life or temptations or things that you encounter in life that cause wounds or hurts, don't let go. Don't let go. But hold on to the Lord and know that He can bring us through to a place of victory. And He will be faithful to see us all the way through. Amen.